Chapter 8. The description of how the two extremes are abandoned in texts, other than those who has those has two parts. Extreme abandoned texts, other than those has two parts. The explanation is Maitreya's ornament for the Great Vehicle Sutra in his differentiation of middle and extreme. Explanations how the two extremes are abandoned in Maitreya's ornament for the Great Vehicle Sutra. The thought behind the teaching and phenomena are naturalist. Maitreya ornament for the Great Vehicle Sutra says, because things are not produced in the future forms themselves, and because having ceased, the past objects are not produced again as having their own entity, and because the present objects do not abide for a second moment in their own entity, and because the nature of objects conceived by childish beings do not exist, naturallessness was asserted in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. It is explained. So this is
starting chapter.
So eight characteristic through explanation, the three eight characteristic describing the meaning of the naturalness. So this, as we know, the mind only school schools, they do not accepting literally the state in this second turning wheel of the Dharma. So naturalness in the second turning wheel of the Dharma, trying to explain or to describe in eight characteristic. That is why the phenomena are natureless. So why the Buddha, this second turning wheel of the Dharma, has stated this natureless, and then the mind only school describe that meaning of the naturalness in three ways. First, about the projections. The projections are not produced without causes and conditions. So has no nature of that is production that is without causes and conditions, and so I think this here. This is about three times of the production, three times of the functional things. So describing on three times the future, past, and the present. The future is naturalness in the sense of not being produced by itself. Is totally depending on causes and conditions that is happened to exist in the previous time. So the futures are produced in the future form themselves. So because things are not produced in the future form themselves. So that means in the future form does not occur without the previous causes and conditions. That means future forms are not produced by themselves. not exist by themselves. And the past is not the past tense form has no ability to rebuild again as the same entity to produce to exist or to produce as the real entity. The present objects do not abide at the second moment. Therefore, they are, in this sense, they are mind only school because of that, and Buddha stays natureless. So naturelessness was asserted in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. So, yeah, like we can set this example for like three times of the life, right? So, and the future life. So, future life is not produced by itself, right? Future life, God, like a human being or God or whatever, that is not really produced by themselves. So because of the in the sense that is you can how to say describe as this is naturalness because of it is not really producing by itself, right? The future life, and the present life, naturalness in the sense of not existing or not existing, right? In the second moment is a momentarily changing. And the past is not past. The life has no, how to say, has no potential or no ability to exist the same entity as before. I'm trying to say something, but I don't know. Three times. Because of that, like in the future is not really produced by itself. The present is not does not abide in the second moment, and the past has no ability to produce as the same entity. Right. So it is explained in the Vasubandhu's commentary that consideration of the naturallessness of the three characteristics of compounded things, that is, that things are not produced under their own power, do not abide under their own power, and do not disintegrate under their own power. And the non-existence of the nature that are conceived by the childish being who conceive form and so forth to be pure, the blissful, permanent, and the self, and to be separate entity, self, and to be separate entity from consciousness apprehending them. So there's a I think this is so talking about every phenomena is naturalness in the sense of like for example in the future form is naturalness in the sense of that I mean understanding of that kind of nature is something that is produced by itself. There's no nature that is natureless, future form is not as a knowledge. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I need to warm up now. So there's eight characteristics, including three characteristics of other powered natures and imputational natures and thoroughly established natures, and 11 characteristics. So that through this 11 characteristics, trying to explain or trying to describe that naturallessness, which is stated in second turning wheel of the Dharma. So the future form has no power to come into existence by itself. And the present form has no power to stay in the second moment, right? Past tense has no power to re-exist. So yeah, you get it right. So three times of the nature, three times of functional thing. Because of that, and there is my own school, they were saying, because of that, in this meaning, you can take the understanding of the naturallessness from the second turning wheel of the Dharma. So they are not saying there's no inherent existence, there's no true existence. So they said, because of the future form has no power to exist by itself, produced by itself. And that is the one meaning of the naturallessness in the future, right? And the present form has no power to exist or to stay or abide in the second moment. So that is also one of the meaning of the naturallessness. And the past form has no power to re-exist as the same entity. So that is one meaning of the naturallessness. And this mind-only school, right? And there is no nature as we, as a childish being, the ordinary beings, appears those contaminated phenomena, like seeing the contaminated body as a pure, seeing happiness, maybe happy feeling, something that is happy feeling that is produced from the contaminated physical body or the consciousness as a blissful. Right, there is no nature like that. There is no nature of happiness within that. The childish being believing or feeling or accepting this is the blissful. So that childish being. Believing or seeing impermanent consciousness as a permanent. And so the child is being also seeing consciousness, apprehended object and apprehending subject as a separated, right? So that is not exist as it appears to the childish being in reality, right? So therefore, you can describe as a naturalness in that sense. So mind-only school is very trying hard to explain that naturalness, because they are not really taking the literally meaning of this the statement and second turning wheel of the Dharma, right? So they have to find many different understanding, different point, different views that could describe the naturalness. Right. So they are not seeing the phenomena as not really have a nature. So phenomena has no truly existence. Phenomena has no inherent existence. They are not talk. They are not how to say. Really. They are not comfortable to saying things like phenomena are not truly existent, not inherently existent. There is no nature, right? So, in that, belief of, then they have to explain things, or like explain the meaning of the naturalness. So meaning of the naturalness that can describe from many, many ways, many different understanding, different views, different meaning. So this is the 8th characteristic that is because of that, and Buddha has taught naturalness.
I'm still
going to
where's the 8th. Okay, the 3 from the compounded things.
Natural powers and prison.
Future, the past, present, right? Three times, and conceived object and apprehending subject as a separate, right? So this is the one that become a 4, and then the pure. The blissful, permanent, and self. So I think yes, three. The 8th characteristic, and the future form has no power to produce by itself. So one nature, and the past has no power to re-exist as the same entity. As the second characteristic, the third characteristic, the present form has no power to abide in the second moment. So three, right? And then there is no non-dualistic of the subject and object, they become 4, and impermanent and suffering. You can also say that, yeah, impure or the contaminated body. Non-blissful and the happy, the happy feeling or happy. A happy feeling which is produced by or the form contaminated physical body and consciousness, right? And then there is no self-sufficient I. It's the impermanent suffering, empty and selflessness. So these 4, right? 8. And then and 11. Yeah, three nature. So through this explanation of 11 characteristic and the explaining or the describing the naturalness, meaning of the naturalness. Yeah, now Lama Tsongkhapa's explanation here. The second, Asanga's summary of the manifest knowledge explained that in consideration of those 2 and in consideration of 3 non-natures, Buddha set forth naturallessness in the very extensive, perfection wisdom sutra. This is Samukuntu, manifest knowledge. And here, the explanation of that 8th characteristic here. because phenomena depend upon conditions, they do not exist under their own power, therefore they are natureless. So much easier now. Phenomena depend on conditions, causes and conditions. They do not exist under their own power. Therefore, they are naturalists. So like for the future. And so meaning of this is explained in Kamalash's Illuminations of the Middle. Illumination of the Middle. The non-existent of the production by a thing's own essence, right? Essence, right? So, Umanawa. So, the Kamalashiva is the same meaning. So, future form has no meaning. The future form has not produced without causing the conditions. Since whatever phenomena has ceased is the past form, not produced again in the entity of that phenomena. Once we die, we cannot be the same person, right? So, past tense, entity of the phenomena, it does not exist. After its cessation, its own entity, therefore it is natureless. So this is the past form, past tense. This is now here, since that which has been produced but has not ceased in momentary, so at the present, it does not abide for the second period in its own entity. Therefore, it is naturalless. In brief, since the future sprout is not produced through its own power, the second, the past sprout, is not produced again as the entity of the sprout. Past is the past. And third, the present sprout does not abide for a second period of the time after its own establishment. The phenomena of the three times are explained as a naturalness. So therefore, is it clear? Right? Yeah. The meaning is not really difficult. Difficult is explaining it. I carry their difficulties. So three times, okay. And then Vasubandhu explained that since the nature of the cleanliness, she bits on the dada. Everything did. Since the nature of cleanliness, happiness, permanence, and the self, or self or of an other imputational characters, as these are conceived by the childish being, do not exist. So therefore it's natureless. So there's no nature as it appears to our contaminated consciousness. So contaminated consciousness or the ordinary being's mind appears, contaminated phenomena are pure and blissful and permanent and self-sufficient. So it's not really exists as it appears to the ordinary beings. Therefore, there is a naturalness because of that. And other imputational characters in the purest sentence refer to the object and the subject conceived as a different substantial entities. So I heard many times that in even the Tibetan words here, Dzinshins, here Dzinshins, my teacher always said that this is the spelling has wrong arrow in Tibetan words. So in that the last sentence, the statement from Lama Tsongkhapa, others, so because of that, and you know the three times, and after that is it's non-dualistic of subject and object. So this. The thought behind the teaching that phenomena are unproduced, unceasing, quiescent from the start, and naturally pass beyond sorrow. Just as phenomena are natureless, so they are unproduced because of not being produced. Unproduced here is not being produced without causes and condition. So they do not cease. There is no cessation of production that is produced without causes and conditions. Right, productions which has no causes and condition has no nature of disintegrating, and so forth. By using the former ones as reason, the later ones are established. So, yeah, unproduced, unceasing, there's no production that's without causing the conditions. So production that is without causing the condition has no, nature of cessation, disintegrating. The Maitri ornament for the Great Vehicle Sutra says, since serves as the basis of the later, due to naturallessness are established, non-productions, non-ceasing, quiescent from the start, and naturally pass beyond sorrow. So I think, So, my only school trying to explain the meaning of natureless of and naturally pass beyond sorrow means. So when they describe or explain that on the other power natures. So they say the first is the reason, become like there's no productions without causes and conditions, and production which has no causes and condition has no power or no nature of disintegrating. So the production which has no disintegrating has a quiescent from the start. So there is no Zeman Shiva means there is no disturbance arises from that productions from the start, from the first place. Right? For example, the rabbit, horn of the rabbit, is not exist, no disintegrating, no disturbance coming out from that horn of the rabbit. So it's something always, as a permanently, the past beyond sorrow. So sorrow here referring to the delusion or the affective emotion, right? So yeah, so that is also indicating that childish being, the ordinary beings, always believing or thinking object that are not, never exist, and grasping on that. So my own school or this this text is saying this, like things that never exist, but we are too much grasping on that. So whatever we be grasping on object that has, that are not produced by causes and conditions, something that has no produced causes and condition, there is no disintegrating. There is no disintegrating, so things, and there is no condition to disturb something. And this is not, for example, yeah, I would say self-sufficient I, okay. Self-sufficient I is not not a production without causes and conditions. Self-sufficient I has no nature of disintegrating. Self-sufficient I is I has no power to disturb your mind. Self-sufficient I has no power to disturb your mind. Not just today, it's starting from the start, right? From the before the Big Bang, and so every and the permanent there is no. So like that. So I think this is, you can see in the many angles to go to that meaning. And one is they hear chima chime tenyin be an ornament, since which serve as a serves as the basis of their letter, due to the naturalness are established, non-production, non-ceasing, quiescent from start, and naturally pass beyond sorrow. So one, now it is the second, and the third is a realization of emptiness, focusing on that object, right? By negating or emptying self-sufficient I, or the dualistic with subject and object. So by focusing on that object that is perceived by that realization of emptiness, has no productions, no disintegrating, no conditions, no condition to disturb, is something that is passed beyond sorrow from the start, from ever, right?
Yeah, what beyond sorrow actually means.
Beyond sorrow means it's here, Rajin Nyangan Devas. This is really the object that is explaining the base on emptiness, and beyond sorrow refer to the afflictive emotion, right? And sometimes we beyond sorrow we describe as nirvana. So that is sorrow referring to the suffering, right? So that's, and again, this is also indicating that childish being suffering, and by concerning or suffering because of some, they're being very suffering, or they are very disturbing because of things that are not exist, and too much grasping on it. Object that are never exist, and based on that, they're caught into suffering. And knowing that object, right, the basis object that you are grasping on it, and the realization of emptiness or the path of seeing, sees that object, the grasp by sentient beings, ordinary being, childish being, has never exist. Knowing that is going beyond the sorrow. Knowing that is leading how to say, towards the liberations. Right. So self-sufficient I grasped by sentient beings are caught into suffering because of grasping on self-sufficient I, right? And the reality that self-sufficient I has not produced by causes and conditions, has no disintegrating, because we are worried about self-sufficient I, we are being very pride on based on self-sufficient I, we are sad based on that self-sufficient I, we are disturbed by grasping on self-sufficient I, right? So, how to say, arhat beings, Buddha, they are not really, they are not sad because they knows things, self-sufficient does not exist. They have no worry, because there is no disturbance from the self-sufficient I. And they are totally gone beyond the afflictive emotions, the action of afflictive emotion, of the fruition of the effect of the afflictive emotions, because of knowing that emptiness. Right? Childish being, how to say, they do not know that reality, and they see something and grasping on it, so which objects are never exist. So I think, yeah, there's many you can getting into that meaning of this, how to say, Since it serves as the basis of the latter, due to naturallessness established, non-productions, non-ceasing, the quiescence from start. So my explanations started from here, the quiescence from start, right? So question from start means the phenomena has nothing to do with, from the nature of the phenomena has nothing to do with your disturbance, right? The phenomena, like table, house, and person, friend, relative. So from their nature, there is no condition to disturb your mind. And why are you being disturbed? Because of you are exaggerating on some object. So you are creating new object on that reality, that phenomena, and grasping on that entity that you created. And because of that, there's a disturbance, there's a sad, there is excited. Right? So, and that kind of entity, that kind of the creation that your mind is creating on that object, so that is never exist. Knowing that it never exist is going beyond sorrow. Right? So when you see our body, physical body, we can experience things from the consciousness, the sense consciousness, mental consciousness, physical body we have, we cherish that. By cherishing physical body, just by seeing the physical body, just experience the feeling, the experience of the consciousness has no power, no nothing to do with disturbing you. Right? By having this as a basis, and then you impute, you exaggerate, you create new entity, I, solid I, independent I. By grasping on that, by believing on that, so thinking too much on the object, that is you are creating it. You create it. So because of that, and there is a disturbance, there is more sorrow, like afflictive emotions, right? just by emptying that entity that you created, right? This is not really exists from the basis. And this knowing that is going beyond sorrow. Right. Just by seeing our body is this not reflective emotion. Right. Just engaging on objects, how's it, discriminating since good and bad has nothing to do with this reflective emotion. Right. Then something you are creating new object on every phenomenon, what you see, what you feel, you are imputing on that. That imputation that only belong to your mind, so something that is only seen by your consciousness, your contaminated consciousness. Because of that, there is reflective emotion, there is excited, there is sad. So emptying those imputational nature on the basis has a, how to say, power to lead you to liberations, has a power to clarify all the confusions. So, as we say, self-sufficient and horn of the rabbit is the same. Horn of the rabbit is not projections, because this is not this is not the projections, and horn of the rabbit has no disintegrating. Horn of the rabbit has no power to disturbing you, right? And likewise, self-sufficient I is not produced by causes and conditions. Because that is not produced by causes and conditions, there is no disintegrating, right? That is the reality. And childish being sees self-sufficient I as a production, as a produced by cause and condition. We can cherish it. And therefore, it has a disintegration. It is disintegrating, right? And there is more affective emotions. There is no disturbance, more disturbance. So based on, through this 11 characteristic, so mind only school understand meaning of the selflessness. Their understanding of the selflessness from through this the 11 the characteristic of the naturalness. So it's not unlike the middle school. Middle school says naturalness. Literally, that is naturalness. There is no truly existence. There is no inherent existence. So mind only school, they are not really dare to say that, express this, because they have something to cling with inherent existing. Right? They believe if there is no truly existent and there is nothing, there is no effect from the causes and conditions. So therefore, they believe there is something there. So mind only school, there is something, but it's reality, the phenomenon, the function of the phenomena. And why sentient beings, the sentient beings and liberated being or the enlightened being, the both are seeing this, engaging with that functional thing, production thing. Why sentient enlightened beings are more happier? Why sentient beings are more sad, more suffering? As the mind only school says, because of that exaggeration, the childish beings exaggerating on functional things, and then they are creating new object, so that are not exist. Grasping on that, there's more disturbance, there's more reflective emotion, there's more sorrow. Since each serves as the basis of their chima chime tenyin be ngonyin de meba yin sa letters you think the kare kon train now thoma da ne tinye shin ne rang gi tsinye rang de shen du gyur thoma ta ni tenyi shen ye da rang gi tsinye rang de shen du gyur kun ne nyoma ba na kyo ba la kyo ba me be shen du gyur shin So Tibetan words with Mikibichul Soba. Mikibichul Soba. So that is Mikibichul Soba is Soba Toba means is it's sometimes it's referring to the realization emptiness. Realization emptiness that is focusing on object they has object that which is no how to say no characteristic of the production Mijibishul Soba so Mijibishul Soba and how to say thought beyond the teaching of the attaining forbearance, which respect to the doctrine of non-productions. Attaining forbearance, which with respect to the doctrine of the non-productions. So sometimes that can also, it is also can refer to the path of seeing. Because path of seeing is attaining the forbearance with respect to the doctrine of non-productions. Their attaining here is sabatoba means here. So once you achieved or the, how to say, arrived in the stage of that path of seeing, there is no possibility to have or occur the how to say superficial affective emotions. Superficial artificial yeah artificial affective emotions because the path of seeing is abandoning seizing that artificial afflictive emotion, right? So afflictive emotion that is how to say it? Like believing self-sufficient I is a permanent unity, the partless, those kind of artificial thought, artificial how to say it? Belief that is coming from hearing the philosophical news, different philosophical, or receiving the idea from the different the teachers or the masters, and because of influence of that reading and hearing, and sometimes we build new belief. So belief that is based on something. I would say something that is not exist, right? So in reality, the self-sufficient does not exist. But some master or the some philosophical, they believe self-sufficient exists is the basis. Because of that, it exists and self-sufficient I is a permanent, self-sufficient I is a unity and a partless. Right. Some, the non-Buddhists. So these artificial belief is a totally abandoned when you reach the path of seeing. So this is one meaning of the teaching, of attaining forbearance with respect to doctrine of non-productions. And that is also can refer to the realization emptiness. Realization emptiness is realization emptiness has a total confidence in the object that perceived by the realizations. Sveba, right? Sveba. So I think the sveba has many meanings. Forbearance has many meanings. Sometimes the path of seeing has a sveba. Sveba, the sheba, like the color, the So yeah, path of seeing has two parts, right? The first part is forbearance. Second part is totally purified, yeah, or the namdulam, the freedom from the artificial afflictive emotions, or the path of seeing, that is second instant of this path of seeing is gaining the cessation of artificial delusion, right? So first, and some Gesab Rinpoche's, his explanations why first instant of the path of seeing called forbearance, because it's a very forbearance, or it's a kind of forbearance in an object that has never been seen seen in ordinary beings. So when they were ordinary beings, how to explain that. Miji vishala soba toba si du samba. Ngar kuwen nega tong manyu vichwe jira. Dizlaru, ngar kuwen nega ma tong vichwe la zebe na soba si. Okay, yeah, that's matter. I myself falling into difficulty. Maitri explained that eight mode of non-production of phenomena in the statement in the sutra about attaining forbearance with respect to the doctrines of non-production. Is set forth in terms of beginning of the second existence, Toma, of phenomena already produced, being produced again in that entity itself, of the other, that is, sentient beings who did not exist earlier in the second existence. Sentient beings do not exist early in second existence, of the own characters of imputational natures of self, that is to say, self-production of other powered nature, of truly established natures become other, of the afflictive emotions in those who have attained knowledge of extinction, right, and of enhancement of the Buddha's truth body. Vasubandhu's commentary explained that in this stanzas, beginning refer to the non-production of beginning of secular existence. Kowala toma mebas. Toma ne kowala toma tome kewa mebas. So there's beginningless, or referring to the non-production of the beginning to the secular existence. There is no beginning of the secular existence. That means, so itself refer to toma dana tinis. Self itself refer to the fact that any phenomena that was produced earlier is not produced again in the entity of that phenomena. So I think this is the same explanations itself, meaning an earlier one. Refer to the fact that in any phenomena that was produced earlier is not produced again. It's the past, right? And others, other refer to non-production in an aspect that did not exist earlier. Other meaning, the later one, the meaning of this is an explain in Kamalashi illumination of the middle, that there is no new production of sentient beings who did not earlier exist in the secular existence, and that there is no production of the phenomena that did not exist earlier, since something of similar type to what ceased earlier is the produced. So I think this is talking about, so for example, my beginning secular existence, my beginning of the rebirth, is there is no there's no beginning. So my purest life, my purest rebirth has no beginning, right? And tenyi means itself. So this life itself has no power to re-exist as the same entity, right? So the meaning of that is so my purest rebirth has no beginning, and this life has has no power to re-exist. So so that meaning of that, Lama Tsongkhapa says, is self, is the productions, any kind of productions, without having a purest conditions, there is no functional things. Any kind of functional things that is a functioning because of the purest type of condition. Right? If there's no causes and condition, or there is substantial causes for that, right? So, and there's no way of functioning. There's no way of producing things. So producing means which the productions itself has to be, coming out of something, the purest condition, right? Without purest condition, there is no functional. The functioning is the sign of the valid reason to say there must be cause and condition for that. Same type of cause and conditions, right? So producing everything, producing in the same way. So doing good is having good. Doing bad is having suffering. So it's like same cause and conditions. Similar types, but so in this in this case, so there's many you can have a different you can do some argument on that, the same type. So without the same type of cause and the condition and in the purest times, there is no functional things. There is no thing that can function. There's no thing that can produce an effect. Same type here. So human being and the God realms is not the same type. And how do you explain when the human beings take rebirth in God realm? What is the same type of condition that has been produced in the earlier time, right? So then it says there is the same type of mind, existence, the 10th of this 12 linked of dependent originations, 10th of the 12 linked of dependent originations, and second, that is from the 12 linked of dependent origination is the karma or the action. So that is the same type, that same cause, same type condition, that is a the condition that is the same type of the God realms and the God realm being. The human being can take a rebirth right after he's died, or they can take rebirth in a formless realm. And human being, the physical body is not the same type. So Lama Tsongkhapa says here in text itself, self means same type of cause of the condition, depending on the same type of cause of the condition that produce the same effect. Right? So this physical body is not the same type of condition that can produce the formless realm's functional thing. And this mind, this sense consciousness is no same type of condition that can produce formless realms functional thing. And what you have, the same type of condition that can produce formless realms functional thing, is the karma, action. So that is when you take rebirth in the formless realm, your concentration is the same type of condition that can produce in the future formless realm the being or their mind, their physical body. Concentrations. Yeah. Shamatha. Come abiding. So come abiding, the formless come abiding. So human being can do the come abiding, with the formless realm, the form realm, right? And so those form realms come abiding it is the same type of condition that can produce form realms the fruition. The formless realm concentration or the come abiding is the same type of condition that can produce the formless realm being or the fruition of the formless realm, right? And physical action like the 10 action, 10 commitment, 10 virtue has the same type of condition that can produce God-realms beings and human being, right? So it says every functional things has to have a same type of condition that has happened in the previous time, right? So without same type of condition, there is no way of producing. There is no way of exists as a functional thing. So, and then we go to trace back to the purest time, like there's beginningless, there's no beginning. And there's present, every present things has to have the same type of conditions. Without that condition, there's no functional thing. So one time I remember that His Holiness was giving a talk for the Tibetan school students. And one time he mentioned that our ancestor is those small insects. So it's coming from that. This similar conditions producing this own same type of conditions, same type of productions. The same type of production has a power to produce same type of effect. So that continuously producing and then as a create as an elephant or the all the deer and animals and insects, the hens and dogs, all those things, right? So it has to have the same type of conditions.
That's the Dharma theory, but then I thought that in the Buddha teaching, there's some sutra said that it was coming from the Gala.
Yeah, there's a Vaibhashika's the textbook has mentioned, and also Sagrandan Path and Tantric also talking about this. The first who born in this earth, right? So the first human beings who born in this earth had the same quality of the God, God beings. So they have a light from their own. So there's no need for the sunlight and moonlight. So, and they don't eat. They meditate. They are very happy. No argument. And then they start to eat things. And they start to, own their own property. And then start to having a stealing things. They start to creating their own king to punish things, bad things and good things, right? So then it happens like this. I don't see that like there's a coming from the God realms coming into this earth. So first human beings, they were like that. So I think it's really that story is there's a similar type is really relevant or the related to the Hindus. So Hindu also say that the first human being is like that, and they have so when you do, in Indian history, right, when you look on Buddha Shakyamuni's history and this Mangkurd, and the Shakyas, the lineage is coming from the first king that in earth, right? So happened in earth. So that's why they're very precious, that's his lineage. Some believe that. Some believe that. I also believe that, yeah. That's why sometimes we also, Thugen, the great master in Tibet, Thugen, and his, the Thich Tanit book, there's a Muslim and non-Buddhist and Christian, there's no, and all the Vaibhashika and Sathantikas, all these things. And that the textbook, he also mentioned that. By considering that Shakya's lineage is very precious, and when you, how to say, look on the history of the Shakya Munis, Shakya's lineage, and there is a, how to say, a way of creating merit just by, how to say, looking on history or the reading the history or explaining the history. So therefore, there is a merit to when we think of Sakya Daito Rinpoche and his lineage, his fathers and fathers, because this the first Sakya Daito Rinpoche's lineage, the first is that the father is came from India, so his that Indian king is the same lineage of the Buddha Shakyamuni. So when you count his father and father and father, so there is a how to say possibility to create the merit.
You know, scientists, archaeology, you trace back, it's came in.
No. Actually, they said the first human came from Africa, according to DNA. DNA, yes. First human, the DNA was human. All human right now is Africa.
Yeah, the Stone Age came in, so it's not like a noble being. It's like almost like a monkey.
Monkey.
That's Indian people, so more.
So it's not like
Indian people, so I think there's more, how to say, value in Indian. So this is, the first human beings are like God. Maybe
cold and they don't become hot, like your hot, the dinosaur came in. So it's okay.
But yeah, only we can think, we can is accept or the belief is there's beginningless. There must be cause and the condition in the previous time, all the time, but we do not know about what shape of that, what quality of that, right? So then we can just make some painting on. So oh, maybe it's a caveman or something like a god. So these are...
I can't believe it was not like that. It was not like God written. Maybe in other universe, maybe the conscious, we were here because of conditions ripen as a suffering hell. Here, initially, this earth is like a problem because it was so hot. Also, some places very cold.
The physical and
then
the kind of different, right? Physical and the beginning of the physical part and then the spiritual part.
Right, the consciousness but that's a formless one. So,
the beginning of this earth, the shape of this earth, has beginning, right? And then that shape, the first maybe the period of the time that is happened to exist, the shape of this earth as also has a similar type of condition, right? So when we say the beginning of that as this earth, it's not necessarily talking about the time that is very heat, strong heat, too much heat in this. So they're talking about after that. So the wind goes in and go out and they become a blows the breeze and then rain and beautiful the flowers and trees, and after that start to have human beings. Human being never exists in that heat. Even there's no, it's almost impossible to have a sentient being there, right?
Why they want to create this new word, doctrine of non-production?
So this is in the textbooks, many times mentioned,
exactly like
that.
That's
yeah, yeah.
That means that just means
selflessness of phenomena, or the emptiness. So, kemiye chola seba means, I think there's a forbearance is like forbearance means, normally we say when someone who has a more, if you don't really feel disturbed by staying in heat, in sun, and you have a forbearance to staying in the sun, right? So that's when you look from the ordinary beings. So someone who has a special insight, like realization emptiness, was totally focused on that emptiness. And then we see he has a forbearance about this new object that is he has never experienced in the previous time. So now he is really feel comfortable, very confident into that new object. And that is, you can also use as a forbearance. And because of that realization emptiness, focusing on that emptiness, and you abandoning some artificial afflictive emotions, and then also you could say he has a forbearance, and that with respect to the doctrines of what's it? Non-production, yeah. So forbearance can be explaining, and part of seeing the forbearance, and Geshe Rinpoche explained that says the path of seeing, the person who possess, a person who reaches the path of seeing, has a forbearance into that directly, who can directly realize the emptiness that is never seen in samsara. Right, he has never seen that directly emptiness in samsara. So now he is newly seeing that emptiness and feel very comfortable and feel very relief and freedom. So that is also, you say, as the forbearance in emptiness, non-production or something. Yeah. So otherwise, forbearance, always when we describe or the defining that patience is a difficulty. And Buddha also has a patience, has a forbearance, but there is no difficulty in his mind, right? So he perfect forbearance. He perfect the wisdom, compassion, effort. He also has effort, but he's not really having a difficulty in doing something, understanding something. So, forbearance not necessary, always dealing in difficulty. Right, seeing something you have never seen, you have never seen. When you see that object, you feel very comfortable. So that is also, you could describe as a forbearance into new object. Because it's compared to the ordinary being. When you see from the ordinary beings, it's very hard to understand that. Very difficult to understand that. When you reach in that state, you are seeing directly that emptiness. You have no, there is no difficulty and there is no disturbing. There is no hardness in that. So then you feel that is a forbearance. Right. Yeah. kwan ngwe me bisin me jiba ngar ga wa de ri thuma ji bi chu ngwe me me jiba ma na wa shi ba ta ru so and then rangi chini of own character of self as production of other power energies of the effect of emotions. So now here we had finished explaining the beginningless and self, right? Tomadan etini sheni dan and other beginningless non-projection of the beginning and non-projection of the self, non-projection of the other. So this is talking about three times here. And non-projection of the own character or naturalness of own character is referring to the imputational nature. Own character is referenced to imputational factors. Production never exists in them. Non-self productions. Non-self productions is reference to the other power natures. Non-production in the sense of beginning other, becoming other. So that is a reference to the thoroughly established natures. Own characters, imputational factors produce, and the productions never exist in them. It's like a pot. It never exists in, right, being basis of the name of the pot. If the pot itself, by itself, exists as a being basis of the name, so pot is independently, 100% from the pot side, exists as the being basis of the names. That, if that is to happen, and then being basis of the name is to become a truly existence. Right? So, own characters. So we've finished talking about the beginning, right? Beginning, there's no non-production of the beginnings. That means there's no beginning, right? It's a beginningless. And self, non-production of the self. So, self, a non-production of the self means without having the same condition in the purest time, there is no production that can producing things, that can functioning, that can function, right? So this is the one, and others non-production and aspect that did not exist earlier. Own character is a reference to the imputational. Non-self production is a reference to the other power nature. Non-production in the sense of beginning other is a reference to thoroughly established natures. So Yong Sutuba, thoroughly established. Yong Sutuba means totally established or the thoroughly established. There is no further finding the nature in reality. There is no more subtle than this emptiness. So there is no condition to change this entity or this establishment. So shenjuji dewa mewas, non-production in the sense of becoming other. So there is no power, there is no, there is no change from the powered by the different conditions, different the functional things, different causes and conditions, because it's always the same entity, same establishment. Emptiness is the same before the Buddha, the present of the Buddha, the past of the Buddha. The emptiness is always the change, never change. Non-production of afflictive emotions refers to the four destroyers. Who have attained knowledge of extinction. There is also in Tibetan words here a forbearance of with respect to the non-production. So that is this particular forbearance with respect to non-production is referring to the arhat. Arya being, Dajumba, Arya being, who completely destroyed all the afflictive emotions. So because of focusing on that is thoroughly established nature, because of focusing on that thoroughly established nature. Yeah. Non-production of the further enhancement referred to the truth body of the Buddha. Kepar the Jyamaba Sanji Chugulao, truth body of the Buddhas. Kepar the Jyamaba. So there is no further improvement when you reach the final stage of cessation, the cessation of the imprints of the afflictive emotions. When you reach that cessation, there is no further improvement. There is no further developing things, progressing, or so. This is referring to the Buddha's body. The explanation in this way of the mode of non-nature and of the mode of non-production is the system of those proponents of the Middle West, mind-only school, who, unlike the proponents of non-nature, do not assert literal explanation that all phenomena are ultimately empty of nature and that compounded things are ultimately without productions. So this is an autonomous Middle school. So they are not really literally, they are not accepting the literally meaning of the naturalness. They are not really believing in non-inherent existence. Concerning this, the mode of non-nature of the phenomena of the three times, except for that of the present, and the former mode of non-existent of the nature that are conceived by the childish beings, that is to say, the conception of the cleanliness, happiness, permanence, and substantially existent self are in common with both Hero School and the Great Exposition and Sutra School following scripture. The reason why the present present is not included in that, proponents of the Great Expositions assert that activity of the abiding takes place after an object has been produced, and that activity of the disintegrating takes place after that. So likewise, first, Vaibhashika school's way of thinking is the same as ordinary, that the lay, because of the common common people, like first we born and then we stay and then we disintegrate and then die, right? So Sotantic school, mind only school, middle school, this is, there's no abiding in within instant, right? So first instant exists, does not abide in the second instant. So always momentarily, within the second, there is a chazo, kejima means disintegrating. Kejima is instant, momentarily changing, momentarily. So kejima has many, there's many types of the momentarily. Momentarily. The most settled momentarily. So this is 60 parts within one snap. And one part of the 60, right, is a most subtle impermanence. So phenomenon, the functional things are changing within that, right? There's no abiding. So Vaibhashika school says, and first things are produced, and then it stays, and then it starts to disintegrate, and then it's exhaustions after that. So Vaibhashika is only unlike the above schools, like Sotantika and middle school. Okay, almost six. So you want to ask questions, something? Chapter 8. Where's Lansa?
All materials all kind of concerning to be my own school.
No. So there's Maitreya Buddha's the first Changsa Kharsa Kunjosum, the ground of the Bodhisattva, and Dodige. Grounded Bodhisattva and what is that? Ornamental Sutra is Mundajemale. Dodijerva. Oh. Ornamental Sutra and Grounded Bodhisattva and Sādhan tōdi kien jē namjī, uta namjī, chūyī namjī, uta namjī, chūyī namjī, nī, tīyī kārī. Uta namjī, chūyī namjī, jē namba nī sē, jē namba nī sē jē. I think there's the four texts from the Maitreya Buddhas that is more emphasizing on the mind-only school. Other than that, most of the Maitreya Buddhas is the middle way school. So, the first asanga that brought the five gift from the Maitreya Buddhas land. So these the five, and the one is Ngondonyen is a middle way, and the four the text is and more emphasizing on mind only school. And there's many texts that received asangas received from the Maitreya Buddhas. Most of them is middle way school. Deshe Nyingbo. Deshe Nyingbo khale rinji da. Tata kata kapa re. Oh yeah. Tata kata kapa. So when we try to translate from Tibetan to English, so we have to say Sanskrit. You use Sanskrit, that's what you...
Great
Vehicle
Sutra,
the two different books? Great Vehicle Sutra, that's the same, yeah, same, yeah. So one there's Deshe Nyingbo Do, Deshe Nyingbo. Gyu Lama. Gyu Lama, I don't know what you, compendium of knowledge, Gyu Lama, compendium of knowledge, Gundu Mare, compendium of knowledge, yeah, Gundu Re, Uttara Tantra, Sakare.
Buddha nature.
Oh yeah, that's a middle school. Uttara Tantra. So actually, it's not really translating for the West English. It's making it more difficult than what. Gyu Lama, then we can explain it, right? Uttara Tantra. Listener do not understand. So we consider Asanga is the pioneer of the middle way school in this earth, and his own, view is the middle way school. He is holding a middle way school, and then, he explains or he teaches the mind-only school. So, what we should remember is that 11 characteristics for explaining the naturalness, right? So, 11 characteristics, three times. Yeah, six.
Purity.
Mm-hmm. So, like impermanent suffering, empty selflessness, right? So these are the 11 characteristic. Yeah, non-duality. No. So 11. And what's the definition of thoroughly established nature? Yeah. That's yeah, that's right. So why has to go straw bags and buy things? Final object with the power of purification. Namdar lamji mi guthar du. You can say it in Tibetan. Namdar lamji mi guthar du. Namdar lamji mi guthar du. Namdar lamji mi guthar du. Yeah. Namdar lam means power of purification. Mi guthar du means final object. Right. In English, first you said. Migvathardu first, final object of path of purifications. In Tibetan, it's opposite, right? Namda lamji migvathardu. Path of purifications. Yeah. Path of purifications, final object. Yeah, this is the possessor. Yeah. Path of purifications, final object.
That's what you're the last, the negation, they always have the ends. So it's a
final object of path of purification. Any questions? No? Okay. Ling said final object observations. She has to go to Strabag. Again. Oh, she need extra. Extra cup. So now Zavala has many responsibilities. She has to buy every cup. She Ling has need to final observation of
Jangjin Simjo Ramajan Majeba Najiji, Jeba Nyamba Mewanya, Kone Gondo Bevarajo.